Good morning, we're learning Chayodim. Klal Zion, the halachas of Asher Yotzar. Now we're dealing with the halachas of Asher Yotzar. We moved from the halachas of washing to the halachas of Asher Yotzar. And looking at Simon Ches. Achash Birch Asher Yotzar, Yismach Lo Birch Hazel L'Kai Neshama. The Chayodim prefers, and Mishra Berurah follows this, that even though many Siddurim have the bracha of Asher Yotzar, not in conjunction with Elokai Neshama, they have Alatil Sidayim, Asher Yotzar, Birchas HaTorah, and then Elokai Neshama. And Tosis mentions this fact, that was how it seems to be set up, and it was not connected to any other bracha, and that's okay. Tosis suggests why that's okay. Tosis actually grapples why that's okay. But it would be preferred to connect the bracha of Asher Yotzar to Elokai Neshama, say Elokai Neshama immediately after Asher Yotzar. The Kimenish Pasachas Babarak, royally Lissamcha Lachaberta. Since it doesn't start up with its own bracha, we have a concept that a bracha really, to bracha to be valid, it requires we say Hashem's name. We say Baruch, Hashem's name, and we say Melech Olam, which is Malchus. That's all required. Elokai Neshama doesn't have that, even though it has a bracha at the end, it does not say Melech Olam. So there's a concept in Halacha. If you have a series of brachas, and the first one says, the full Shem Umalchus, Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, the brachas which continue afterwards and can rely on the Malchus mentioned in the first bracha. So we have that in Brachas Kriya Shema. The first starts of Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yetzor Baruch Hashem, etc. The first bracha ends with Brachat Hashem Yetzer HaMarais. The next bracha starts Abba Rabba. It ends off Baruch Atah Hashem HaBakar Yisrael Be'av, or it doesn't mention Malchus, that's okay. It's called Simucha L'Chaberta. So we should do the same thing over here. The Ramah actually says a beautiful thought. If you look at the brachas, here's he sees the flow as the following. The bracha of Asher Yotzar is a bracha on the workings of the goof, that the goof, Baruch Hashem, is functioning beautifully and nicely. Hashem gave us a tremendous bracha, a healthy functioning body. That's a bracha of Asher Yotzar. The bracha of Elokai Neshama is a bracha on the Neshama. In between the two, we start with the bracha of Asher Yotzar. We end off with Rafei Chol Basar Mafli La'Asos. What is the Mafli La'Asos? She says the Mafli La'Asos is where the Neshama and the Guf meet. Where do the Neshama and the Guf meet? They meet in the ability to converse and to speak. So here we take something which is of a higher plane of reality and we express it using physical part of our body. We use our mouth to express it. So that's a palate. The Torah uses this language when a person becomes a nazir, say ish kiyafli lindor neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem, and the Rambam takes that language and refers to the whole section of naziris, nedorim, shvuas, all of those things. The Rambam sees the name of that section he calls hafloa, language of pella, that the human mouth should be able to express spiritual concepts is a pella. We're so used to it; it seems to be normal, but it really is a plea that the physical should express something, deal with something which is way beyond the world of just physicality, the world of eternity, as opposed to the world of a finite world, it's an infinite world. That the body can do that through the power of speech. That's the Mafli La'Asos. So the bracha, it comes out. We start with the bracha of the goof. We talk about the bridge between the goof and the neshama, and then we have a bracha about the neshama. So above and beyond the halachic maila, the Ramah says of Simcha L'Chaverta, we have this actually conceptually that really there is a thought flow between the brachas. Okay, so that's the first point over here. The Chayalim continues and discusses when is the proper time to say this bracha of Elokai Neshama. Hamashim Kadamar Yom, Vedai to Elisha Oid. Lo yivarech bracha zu ad sef shenasei. A person is planning to go back to sleep. A person wakes up in the middle of the night and uses the bathroom. So he says, Asher Yotzar, but not Elokai Neshama. You wait till you finish sleeping. V'in lo bircha sa ad acher tishpal yudches. A person forgot to say the bracha of Elokai Neshama before davening, and he already said Shemoneh Esrei. So the Chayyana Rashid is, so you spoke about the Baruch Shemim Mechai Mesim and the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, so that sort of covers your the need of the bracha that you have, Elokai Neshama, to be said, so you do not say it after davening. The Mishnah Berurah points out that that not everybody agrees with this, that the thoughts which are contained in the Elokai Neshama are not really what's contained in the bracha of Mekayem Esim. A person should have in mind, the person realizes that he forgot to say Elokai Neshama, it's already in a point of davening where he can't go back and say it, it's already started Pesukah Zimra, already started Berachos Kriyat Shema, he realizes that, he should have in mind, during Shemoneh Esrei, when he gets to the second bracha, bedafka not to be moitzi the chiyuv of Elokai Neshama, thereby allowing him to say Elokai Neshama after davening. And we would assume that the Chayyadim would agree with that as well. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll continue Be'ez Hashem, Simon Ches, in the next year. Have a good morning.